Sahamaisu for a base mission gemo amala peres minagolo lihodo ola lirushalayim. Somebody who's growing produce in Gola, who wants to bring the produce up to Yehuda, who wants to bring it up to Yerushalayim to sell the produce in Yehuda or Yerushalayim. He can eat the produce on the way in Achila Sarah, without taking our Tumas Amaisus, until he reaches the place that he is going, the place that he wants to sell the produce. Once he reaches that place, he can no longer eat in Achila Sarah. And even though we said previously that once the Gemar Melacha is done of the produce, once the completion of the work has been done, and now he wants to take them to sell them, he is now no longer allowed to eat Achilas Raya of the produce. But that's only if he's selling them in the place that he is growing the produce. But in this case, where he's bringing the produce elsewhere to sell them, in such a case, he would be allowed to eat Achilas Raya from the produce until he reaches a place that he wants to sell the produce. V'chein b'chazar, the same would be true if he wants to return back to Golan. He was on his way to Yehuda or to Yerushalayim, and he had a change of heart. Now he wants to bring the produce back to Gullo to sell it in Gullo. All the way back to Gullo, he can continue to eat Achilas Arai from the produce until he reaches a place in Gullo that he wants to sell them. Rabbi Meir, said, the person who's bringing the produce from Gullo to Yehuda is only allowed to eat Achilas Arai from the produce until he reaches a place that he's going to stay there for Shabbat. Once he reaches that place, he's no longer allowed to eat Achilas Arai from the produce without taking off Trumas or Maisras, as even though it's not yet Shabbos, but since this is a place that he's going to be staying at for Shabbos, he no longer can eat Achilas Arai from the produce. But Haroichlin Hamachzir and Bayaros, Ochlin Achimagim, Lamakam Alina. Merchants that are going from town to town to sell cosmetics to the women, and they have some produce that had not yet been brought into the house, they can eat Achilas Arai from the produce until they reach the place where they're going to stay overnight. Once they bring it into the place they're going to stay overnight, they no longer can eat Achilas Arai from the produce. Rabbi Huda Omer HaBayis HaRishon Hu Beisu. Rabbi Huda says the first house is considered his house. Meaning to say, when the merchants who are going from town to town to sell their cosmetics, when they reach the town that they're going to stay in that night, as soon as they go into one of the houses of that town thinking that they might stay in that house, they no longer can eat Achilas Arai from the produce that they have with them. Even if they don't end up staying at that house for whatever reason. But since originally they went into that house thinking that they were going to stay there, even if they end up staying in a different house, they no longer can eat Achilas Arai from the payroll that they have with them. Sachet Maisu Parabeis Mishnah Dalet Payroll Shatorma Achlo Nigmar Melachta. Somebody who took off Truma from his produce prior to the Gmar Melacha, prior to the completion of the work of the produce. Rabbi Eliezer, Eitzer, Melech, Mehem, Aran. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's forbidden for you to eat Achilas Arai from the produce. Even though normally you can eat a temporary type of Achilas from the produce, as long as the Gemar Melacha was not yet done. But in this case, that you took off Truma from the produce already, you cannot eat even an Achilas Arai until you take off the Maisrus as well. As Truma Kovas La Maisr. Once you took off Truma, that's Mechayiv to take off the Maisr Rishon and Maisr Sheni as well. The Chachamim permit you to eat the produce in Achilas Arai, even though the Truma was already taken off. And even though Truma Kovas L'Maisr, even though taking off Truma is Mechayiv, you could take off the Maisr as well, that's only if the Gemar Melacha was already done. But in this case, the Gemar Melacha was not yet done. Chutz Mitap Teles Teinim, with one exception, which is if you have a basket with figs inside the basket, you are collecting figs, and you put them in the basket, and then you took off Truma from the basket. That is an exception, and the Mishnah will go on to say, Tavkela Teinim Shetorma. Rabbi Shimon Matir V'chacham Maisa. Somebody who collected figs in a basket and took off Truma from the fig. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's permitted to eat Achilas Arai even prior to taking off the Maisa Rishon or Maisa Sheni. As Rabbi Shimon holds, even though you took off Truma, that doesn't change anything. You can still eat Achilas Arai from the produce. Rabbi Shimon does not hold the Truma Kovas Lim Maiser. While the Chachamim Asr, the Chachamim hold this is an exception to the rule, and in this case, once you took off Truma, you no longer can eat Achilas Arai. The reason being is that once you collect the figs in the basket, and you also took off Truma, that's a signal that that's the Gemar Melacha. Once you took off Truma, that signifies that you've completed the Melacha, so therefore, once you took off Truma, the Chachamim will hold, you cannot eat Achilas Arai from the produce without taking off the rest of the Maisrus.